Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where OP's neighbor spies on his nude wife. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online, every single one of us. So you all know what I'm talking about when I say there's that little promo code field taunting you at checkout. Don't you just hate to leave it empty? Well, with Honey, you never have to leave it empty. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically applies the best promo codes to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores and has saved over $2 billion for users. When I recently purchased a new mouse for my computer, Honey saved me a few bucks, and it cost me nothing. Basically, when you're shopping online, all you have to do is click the Apply Coupons button, and Honey will automatically search for the best coupons and apply them to your order. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/r/. That's joinhoney.com/r/. Am I the butthole for telling people in our neighborhood about my neighbor spying on my wife? I'm a 30-year-old guy. Me and my wife, who's 28, bought my grandparents' house a year ago. It's quite a big home in a good neighborhood with a pool. I'm an architect and my wife is an interior designer, so before we moved in, we did some work around the house. For better explanation, the neighbor in question is neighbor A, and the other neighbor is neighbor B. The pool is located on our backyard closer to neighbor B, so we decided to put a sliding lattice wall in the middle of our yard and recess the pool area a bit. I did this because my wife likes to tan and swim topless. She doesn't do it all the time, but I wanted to ensure my wife's privacy and also avoid snooping neighbors as much as I can. A few days ago, we were chilling at the pool after a long day of work, watching TV and drinking when my wife took her top off, no biggie. I won't say that I didn't touch her, but we didn't really do anything explicit, and she barely left the water. We stayed in the pool for a while and then went to sleep. One of my neighbors told us that this was a family-friendly neighborhood, and we should keep that in mind because neighbor A said that she saw us that night. But that's odd, because she would have had to stand at the very end of her property, and because of her height, get something to stand on. We shut our mouth. But 5 days ago when I came home from work, my wife was out having a discussion with our neighbors. It turns out the lady caught her husband watching my wife the second time, and she was calling my wife names. I cut the discussion short and sent them home, threatening to call the cops if we caught the husband doing that again. I guess the lady wanted to spread the word before we did to save face and told a few of our neighbors about my wife being indecent. And in the meanwhile, leaving her husband completely out of the story. So I went out of my way too. Whenever I meet someone new in the neighborhood, I make small talk and tell them about my very nice lattice wall, the pervert husband, and how he has to go out of his way to watch my poor wife at home. Needless to say, my neighbor is being cast out for his behavior, and my wife and I think that it's funny, but my family, not so much. So I was wondering if we're in the wrong here. Okay, OP, so just from like a really simple moral level, you are completely well within your right to protect your wife and the privacy of your backyard. But then on top of that, there's the added legal level, which is it's illegal to be a peeping Tom. So OP, I think you're totally justified here. I think it's great that you have your wife's back. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your neighbors get 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my wife to stop acting out in front of my mom? My wife and I had our baby boy 5 weeks ago. Everything's going fine. No health problems or complications whatsoever. However, my wife is often exhausted, so I let my mom come over to help out with cleaning and stuff. I can't help out much myself because I have to work. Also, this gives my mom a chance to bond with her grandbaby a bit. The thing is, my wife acts strange whenever she sees my mom with our son. She'd make a face and talk to her in a condescending tone, even raise her voice at her, which causes my mom to feel hurt. I asked my wife about it, and she said that it was because of what my mom is doing. I asked her to elaborate, and she complained about my mom holding the baby too long and taking forever to give him back to her. My mom argued that my wife could ask nicely instead of outright yelling, but my wife defended herself, saying that she only starts raising her voice after she's already asked a couple of times and my mom won't listen. They even argued and my mom started crying. That's when I felt enraged, pulled my wife aside, and told her to stop acting out, and that if she keeps this up, then we won't get any more help from my mom. She argued that she was only trying to feed our son, and that it was awful of me to think of it as acting out. I said that I understood her frustration, and yes, my mom can do things that require some patience from us. But a little kindness can go a long way in keeping the peace in this difficult time. She called me selfish and said that it's easy for me to say when I'm not the one dealing with this. From there, the argument escalated despite me trying to cut it short. I went outside to calm down, and after that, my wife started cold-shouldering me. I told her this was not okay, but she told me to go screw myself, and that from now on, I should deal with taking our son back from my mom when it's time for feeding since I condone this behavior. I'm really not condoning anything. I just think that she's stressed out. But yeah, the way that she behaves around my mom is, in my opinion, not okay. And then OP posted an edit. My goodness, I'm seeing so much anger here. I'm sorry that I can't respond to you all. I just want people to calm down and understand that I in no way agree with some of my mom's behaviors, but how my wife reacts is just not okay, and that's all. Really? Alright, OP, basically what you're saying with this post is that it's okay for your mom to push boundaries, but it's not okay for your wife to get upset when her boundaries are crossed. You literally are condoning your mom's behavior by supporting your mom's actions here. And on top of that, your wife is completely justified. Newborn babies have super strict feeding schedules. So if your mom is hogging the baby and not handing the baby over to your wife, then she's disrupting feeding times. If anything, OP, it sounds like your mom isn't helping at all. Helping would be like doing the laundry or doing the dishes, not stealing the baby from the new mother. OP, I'm giving your wife 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mother 1.5 out of 5 buttholes, and I'm giving you 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for dropping our dinner on the ground and walking out when my boyfriend asked me, "What's for dinner tonight, bitch?" I was over at my boyfriend's apartment this weekend, and I was cooking dinner because he was studying for exams. I made pasta and a chunky sauce with meatballs and veggies. I told him dinner was ready, and he goes, "What's for dinner tonight, bitch?" with like a lot of emphasis on the last word. I was fed up. I'd had a pretty rough day at work, and I have some awfully bad associations with that word being used by other people in my life who were pretty abusive. I was so irritated that I dropped the pot of pasta sauce that I'd been carrying and was like, "Well, nothing's for dinner now." And I had better not hear you use that word again. It's for the girls. He was freaking out about how the sauce had landed on his rug and even said, "You're seriously acting like a bitch right now. I don't know what else to call it." I just walked out, got takeout for myself, and went to my friend's house. She thought that it was funny, but my boyfriend was furious. He kept texting, calling, and sending me voice memos trying to explain that "What's for dinner tonight, bitch?" was a TikTok trend, and that he was just quoting something as a joke to put it on TikTok. I thought that was the dumbest excuse ever. It doesn't matter if he saw it as a joke or stole the joke. It's still disrespectful. It doesn't change the fact that he thought that kind of thing was funny, to demean me when I was trying to do him a favor. Like, hell, I came over when he was studying to make a home-cooked dinner, and he decides it's time for jokes? So I put my phone on Do Not Disturb for the night and split a bottle of wine with my friend and her roommates. The next morning, he was sending me angry texts demanding that I clean his rug because he was too busy with exams to do it. I was shocked that he left the mess overnight. That's disgusting. I texted him back saying, "Yeah, so that's the b*** text, honey." Leave me alone until you're ready to handle your own cooking and cleaning, because this b- isn't anymore. Also, it's vile that you left that soaking in all night. He called me and told me that he was okay with doing his own household work, but I did throw a full pot of sauce on the ground, so that's on me to clean up. I told him, yeah, no, I am not comfortable doing chores for you if you see me like your b-. He told me that he didn't and that it was just a trend, and I got pissed off that he was playing the TikTok trend BS excuse again. I told him, well, I'm starting a trend called saucing, where, as a little joke, people throw pasta sauce around. You can't be mad because it's just a little trend, a little jokey joke, just a little prank, bro. He got really pissed off and hung up on me, and now I'm seriously wondering if this dumb effing TikTok joke is gonna be the end of things between us. So, am I the butthole? Oh man, okay, so just because something is like a TikTok trend or a joke doesn't automatically make it okay. If there's a TikTok trend to punch someone in the face, that doesn't mean it's okay just because people do it on TikTok. Besides, OP, inventing the saucing trend is exactly giving him the same energy he was giving you. I say leave him, OP. It's not really that like a TikTok trend is breaking up the relationship, it's your boyfriend's reaction to disrespecting you is breaking up the relationship. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your boyfriend 2 out of 5 buttholes. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Am I the butthole for canceling dinner and going home over something my boyfriend's dog did? I'll preface this by saying that I'm a 25-year-old woman, and I've been seeing Michael, who's 31, for a while now. He's a really funny guy, a bit too sarcastic though, and we pretty much get along well. We've been dating for 4 months. Michael likes the food that I cook, and he wanted me to come to his house to cook him dinner and also meet his dog for the first time. I grabbed everything that I needed from the store and went over to his house. Everything went well. I met his dog, and then we sat down for a talk. Suddenly, his dog started moving in a funny way. Michael was laughing while looking at me. I felt confused, and I asked him what the dog was doing, and Michael said the dog was telling him about me. I was like, okay? And then Michael flat out said the dog thought that I was ugly. This shocked me completely. I looked at Michael and asked if he was serious. He started explaining that his dog is like that with some people, and that I shouldn't get offended over an animal's behavior. I felt horrible because, as a person who always struggled with self-esteem and am no stranger to the world ugly, my issue wasn't with the dog, but with what Michael said. It's like he was indirectly giving his opinion about my looks and using his dog as an excuse. Long story short, we had an argument, and I ended up canceling dinner and going home. Michael called several times, and when I picked up, he was lashing out the entire time, saying that I overreacted, and that I can't blame him and punish him for something his dog did. He advised me to get rid of this toxic sensitivity that I have and deal with whatever insecurity I have as soon as possible, because what happens will set the tone for our relationship and eventually our marriage later. I did respond later, which caused another argument. My sister said that I messed things up with my stupidity, and I should have laughed it off, but for some reason, I wasn't able to. Did I overreact here? Honestly, this is pretty weird. Does he think that his dog is actually talking to him, or does he think that that kind of joke is funny? Literally, as I'm recording this, my dog Hugo is at my feet. So if I say, hey, my dog Hugo thinks you're an idiot, like, how's that funny? Where's the humor there? I don't get it. So, OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your boyfriend 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my sister that she's free to criticize my work as soon as she accomplishes anything in life without our parents holding her hand? I'm a 30-year-old woman, and my sister, Olivia, is 27. While our parents do love both of us, we were not treated equally or held to the same standards. I was always expected to be a hard-working, accountable child and make responsible choices. But Olivia was encouraged to have fun, and our parents bailed her out whenever she made an irresponsible decision. For example, when Olivia performed poorly in school due to not making an effort, they would pay tutors to do her homework. But if I genuinely struggled in a subject, they would tell me to figure it out myself. Their justification was that Olivia was the baby sister and she needed more help and attention than I did. But they still cling to this excuse now that Olivia is well into adulthood. I still love my parents, but due to their favoritism, I'm honestly closer with my husband's parents than with my own. My parents helped financially with the first 2 years of my college. Then I had to cover the rest of my bachelor's and master's degree by myself. Meanwhile, they financially supported all of Olivia's education. Olivia wanted to become a registered nurse, just like our mother and grandma. However, she couldn't pass most of her general education courses and eventually dropped out because she said it was too hard for her. Olivia then convinced our parents to invest a massive amount of money in her to begin a business. She owned a store that sold things like candles and bath bombs, but the store went bankrupt after a year. Currently, Olivia is unemployed and living with our parents. She claims that she's figuring herself out, which means she's mainly partying and spending time with her high school friends. Olivia is upset because many of her old friends are no longer in the area. She will call me to express her disappointment because her friends are moving on with lives and families of their own, and they have less and less time for her. I tell Olivia that I'm sorry to hear that, and that I have to hang up soon. We celebrated my son's second birthday with a family dinner. I was talking to my aunt-in-law about my students. I work as a creative writing tutor on the side to pick up some extra money. I help my students with world building and whatever else they need help with in their stories. My students are all passionate people with genuinely good ideas. Olivia joined our conversation and asked a few questions, then commented,
"Not like you would ever be able to make it big yourself. No offense, sis."
I responded, "Liv, a quick reminder that you've accomplished nothing in your life without mom or dad holding your hand. As soon as you do, you can criticize my work all you'd like." Olivia was, of course, offended and started causing a scene. My parents and a few other relatives said that my response was cruel, and I was out of line to say it. But my husband and his family said that Olivia invited it after insulting me first, so I'm conflicted about whether or not I'm in the wrong. I'm hoping for some unbiased perspectives. OP, your response was cruel, but honestly, kinda necessary. Your parents are basically ruining Olivia's life by constantly coddling her, so she desperately needs a wake-up call. Also, like, you can't come up to someone and insult them and then get upset when they insult you back. It's like, what do you expect? OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving Olivia 2 out of 5 buttholes for being a spoiled brat. I'm giving your parents 3.5 out of 5 buttholes for showing favoritism and for doing a terrible job of raising Olivia. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.